We always start our Friday program by asking our guests to talk about some valuable journalism that they have seen recently, whether it's a reporter, an editor, a news outlet that they want to give kudos to and credit to. So, Sandy Tolan, I wanted to start by hearing about a piece of journalism that you've seen recently that impressed you, you want to let folks know about.
Well, I thought the story, there have been a lot of pieces, obviously, that have come out in the last 24 hours about the horrible tragedy in Charleston, which some people are refusing to call a terrorist act. I thought, you know, among the many things, I could flag a couple of pieces in the New York Times today. I thought, you know, when there's a story like this, reporters have to get on the ground quickly and get access to people who can give some insight into what happened and who this person, who is the Dylann Roof, who is the suspect in this case, is. I thought the Times had two interesting pieces today, the New York Times. One was looking at who this guy was, and by being able to get access to a couple of childhood friends and neighbors, they got a sense not only that he was a white supremacist, which, you know, predictably outlets like Fox News were saying he was being attacked. The church was attacked because it was a Christian church, not because it was a black church. This was completely debunked in the Times piece this morning, and not only by the Times but by others as well. But I single out this piece because I thought they really did get to a sense of who this guy was, and that he was clearly a white supremacist, you know, both on his Facebook page and through some of the interviews that they did with Dylann Roof's childhood friends and neighbors as well. I thought they really gave some provided some revelations into his character. And along with that, there was a piece, I mean, from my perspective, it could have been a little stronger, but just raising the question of why this is not called terrorism. When we see a Muslim American or other Muslims, you know, attack an anti-Muhammad rally, they're called terrorists. But when a white man goes into a church and murders 9 people in cold blood, he's called mentally deranged. I think the Times piece at least raised the question as a sidebar as to whether or not this is actual this is an actual double standard, which I believe it is.
So, as someone, obviously, you've reported in parts of the world where the term terrorism is thrown around a lot, and where that question of when that word is invoked is really, really important. How, as a journalist, would you define it? Or how do you know it when you see it?
You know, it really depends on one's perspective. I mean, I'm not the first person, or probably even the 1,000th person, to say one man's terrorist or one person's terrorist is another one's freedom fighter. Terrorism is a very political term. There are people who call suicide bombers in Palestine and in Gaza or the West Bank terrorists, and others who call it freedom fighters. There are people who say that Israel is defending itself, and others who in attacking Gaza, say, for example, last summer, and others who say this is state terrorism. For me, the best thing to do is describe the action rather than put labels on it, because labels immediately put people into their camps. They drive people into their camps. What I prefer to do is describe exactly what it is that's happening. And it's not that I've never used that particular label, but I think one does so advisedly because what's most important is to actually say what's going on, what's happening.
So, Sandy Tolan, we will put links to those stories from the New York Times about the murders in Charleston yesterday on our website, yourcallradio.org, so listeners can check them out. I also want to invite listeners, if you have seen reporting this week about any story that really impressed you or that you want to draw attention to, you feel free to get in touch with us at our website, yourcallradio.org.